He said every year of his life until he was 16, his shoe size matched his foot. And hold on, his shoe size matched his ear. His shoe size matched his ear. His shoe size matched his year. And so by the time he was 16, his shoe was 16. And I took him to the shoe store, and they only had two shoes that could fit, two pairs, every time, it was two pairs, a 15 and a 16, and they were alternate, depending on the size of the shoe. Daniel got all kinds of choices, but DC only got one or two. And it was really funny, and the manager said, there must be something in the board.
Oh, boy.
I said, you're washing his feet, and whatever it is, amen. All right, everybody. Now this is going to be different. The reason it's going to be different is, I'm telling you, last week, as I was leaving, because we had a kind of, it was kind of tight last week, and as I was leaving, I heard the Lord speak very loudly in my spirit and said, I'm fixing. So now you're ready. A lot of us, now you're ready. I'm fixing to turn some things around. Well, come on, that's what I heard. I heard it again Sunday night, and I heard it again Monday, and I heard it again Tuesday. I said, Lord, you must be trying to tell me something. And so he started talking, and I started writing. So this is really something very special today. Get your Bibles out. And I guarantee you, everybody in here, this is going to wind up hitting you somewhere. Turn to Psalm. Turn to Psalms 126. Stand for the reading of the word. I promise you, this is knocking on somebody's door this morning. Amen. Psalm 126. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like men that drink. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue was singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things for them. The Lord hath done great things for us. Brethren, we are glad. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south, that they that sow in tears, here's your promise, those that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth beareth precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Verse 6, what you have in this way. Father, we love you, Lord. We praise your name. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We know, God, that you're alive and well on the throne, God. We know, God, there's nothing impossible for you. We're seeing all kinds of miracles take place in our midst, Lord, and I thank you for it right now. I thank you, God, for all the things and all the stuff that you show us, all the miracles that we somehow push aside or don't pay attention to every day. This day, let us open our eyes and see the miracles. In the name of Jesus, we pray. The church said,
amen.
Amen. You can be seated on the way down. Tell somebody the past is behind us.
That's fine.
The future is ahead of us. God is with us. And nothing shall be impossible. And now I have to hear this story. What was it in this church? Okay? It was a very long and boring service. You already know what we're here. A long and boring sermon. One parishioner left the church and said, Pastor, today your sermon reminded me of the peace and love of God. The pastor was thrilled. Really? Tell me why. Because it endured forever. It's just a thought. I just had to be thinking, you know, little random thoughts. My mood ring is missing, and I don't know how to feel about it. All right, those are the mood ring is. Yeah, I'm not going to sit down, but I'm getting ready. Get ready, because y'all going to respond. But I'm going to tell you how to respond today in each of these. All right, let's get ready. The turnaround anointing, a message of joy, hope, and divine reversal. How many see some reversals in their life? How many see God step up to the plate and show off like He has not in many, many years? Today's not a normal Sunday. It's not business as usual. This is not routine. DC had no idea what this sermon was about, and look at all the songs that he sang. It has to do with divine reversal and God doing His thing. Amen. I feel it in the atmosphere. I feel it in the Word. I feel it in my spirit, like I told you. I feel it as I was going out Sunday. I felt it Sunday night. I just kept saying, turn around, turn around. I got a turnaround anointing for the church. I got a turnaround anointing for the church. Amen. So today we're going to talk about God releasing a turnaround anointing. And I know it might get a little aggravating to you, but I'm going to get you to talk a lot too. You get to say a whole lot of things too in this. Amen. So there's some new supernatural ability of God in this place to reverse some situations, to heal some families, to heal some marriages, to put things back together on the job as it should be. So we just read that, but let's go ahead. We're going to go ahead and talk about this song. Really, the song, we just read the song. Why does the song matter? Let's just talk a little bit about the song, then we're going to be ready to turn around and anoint. Don't y'all love this new screen and all this new stuff? Yeah. Isn't it amazing? Amen. God's good. Turn around. Amen. I got a testimony, too. You see the water sitting up there? I got a thank you from his mom today. She don't thank you with DC and Brandon and Eddie, because he gets up to the altar every time y'all play, and he worships. And not just he get up and worships, he starts saying words. And he said more words. And so that's an amazing thing, and I thank God for it. It's one of the turnarounds that's happening in our midst. So, now here's why this song matters. It was written after 70 years of Babylonian captivity. 70 years is a long time. Amen? You ain't got to raise your hand, but I bet there's a few people in here over 70. Okay, you ain't got to raise your hands, but you're smiling, so I know who you are. Yeah, but there's a few in here over 70, and you know a lot can go in 7 years. Can you imagine being in captivity? I don't mean just in any kind of captivity. Your nose is in the grindstone. You're forced into slave labor, and you work, but you don't receive. Can you imagine doing that for 70 years? Amen. And all because the generation before you didn't believe God. So you're not even in there for you. You're in there for what happened before you. Wow. And so now Israel is returning home, and now this nation is experiencing divine revival. And this right here, Psalm 126, is actually a song. It's a song of joy. It's a song of freedom. This is a song of turnaround. Somebody say, look, all at one time what you say is, it's been too long. Say it. It's been too long. It's been too long. Say it again. It's been too long. I'm ready for a turnaround. Somebody say it. I'm ready for a turnaround. Again, Lord, I can't clap. Stop praying. So now, when the Lord restores, you know, the turnaround and order begins with God, not us. It begins with God. That's why some of us have never experienced it, because we're trying to do it in our own power. And we're limited. So watch this. We've got our story. Psalm 126 and 1. Look at it. When we were returning from captivity, when God broke those chains, you know, look, God initiated the turnaround. God orchestrated the turnaround. And God completed the turnaround. When God restores, listen, not when I restored it, not when you restored it, not when you fixed it. Not when you got everything right. Not when you got it all figured out. When God, don't say it. When God, say it. When God turned it around. It's amazing. He begins it. He carries it. And he completes it. He that has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day that Jesus Christ comes and takes you back. Amen. In the glory spot. Come on, give Lord a hand clap. Here, we're going to do a little extra Jesus, okay? Here it goes. Restored. I love it. It means to reverse. Not drive in reverse. Some of y'all have been driving in reverse too long.
Getting nowhere fast.
Getting nowhere fast. Looking in that rearview mirror. Stop, ain't it? To reverse means to turn it around. Amen. It also means to bring back. Some people need some stuff reversed in your life. Some need some stuff brought back, and it needs to revive. It means to return to a rightful place. This is not a small touch. This is a divine reversal. Somebody say, turn it around, God. Come on. Turn it around, God. Put your hands up and say it. Turn it around, God. Praise the Lamb of God. Give it up. Amen. And said, when he did it, it was like those who dreamed. Wow. When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were as those who were dreaming. Look, your cities, your joy shot. Overwhelmed, you know, when Dylan's mama said, when she saw him walk across that stage and get that diploma, says he just burst into tears, and she was just overwhelmed by God's presence and power because of what her son had accomplished. She was joy-shot. She was overwhelmed. Amen? When the man gets up there and sings, praise God, I see she's joy-shot. I see she's overwhelmed. It rubs off on us. Yeah. Amen? So, it's like, look, it's living in answered prayer. How many wants to live in answered prayer?
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. So God turned it so fast that they had to pinch themselves. Can you imagine God turning things around so fast you got to pinch yourself? So listen carefully. Listen carefully. You may have no end in sight right now. Don't raise your hand. But if some of you in here right now that you see no end in sight. You see it bad. You see it getting worse. And there's no end in sight. Listen. I want y'all to say this. Ready? There's no stopping him. One more time. There's no stopping God. Amen. He can do it. Glory to the Lamb of God. So, watch this. Now say there's no stopping me. That's what God's got you. There ain't no stopping you. Amen? So, I mean, it's a little light. I'll put a little lighthearted in this, okay? So I can put it up there so y'all know that I was joking. Okay? Some people don't understand when I'm joking. Lighthearted truth. Some of us haven't dreamed in so long. Listen carefully. We haven't dreamed in so long, our imagination has cobwebs in it. Anybody got cobwebs in your dream battery? Amen. But a turnaround anointing wakes up those dreams inside of us. I'm ready to see some of y'all start dreaming again. Amen. Start believing again. Start hoping again for your heart, for your health, for your family, for your child. Start dreaming again. So here's the declaration. God started it. Nothing can stop it. Amen. Y'all say it with me. If God started it, nothing can stop it. One more time. If God started it, Nothing can stop it. I want y'all to get this in your spirit today. I'm telling you, God got it so full of me. I feel like every time I walk, a little bit of turnaround fell out my ears and fell out here and there because he just kept saying, turn around, turn around, turn around, anointing. Amen. So now, here's the evidence. I mean, say, I want to know when God starts turning things around. Well, number one, you'll see it. But here's the biggie. It said, our mouths were filled with laughter. For 7 years, there weren't much to laugh about. Some of y'all are here right now, there's been months, maybe even years, you didn't have a whole lot to laugh about. But joy is the evidence of the turnaround. Amen? Say it to me. Look, joy, not happiness. Happiness determines, or happenings determine happiness. And Satan can rob your happiness, but he cannot rob your joy because your joy is not dependent on what's happening around you. Joy is dependent upon a relationship with Jesus Christ. I want y'all to say this together. Satan, you're not going to steal my joy.
Not going to steal my joy.
God said.
God said.
And I believe it.
And I believe it.
Amen. It is a cool thing. It said that they laughed. Look, here you go. The Hebrew word for laughter. Y'all get ready. It means loud laughter. It means free laughter. This is turnaround laughter. Not a little petite church. Not scared you're going to offend somebody. Laughter. It's throw down Jerry Clower style. Laughter. This is how God calls laughter. The Holy Ghost. Listen, the Holy Ghost, when he gets a hold of you, I promise you, you're going to shout, you're going to throw down. Amen. And when you see what God's doing for you, I get happy. I just get happy when I see what God's doing. I just get happy. Sometimes I cry. Sometimes I laugh. Sometimes I'm just full of joy. Sometimes I just sit back and soak it up. I just see what's going on. But I love it when God comes in his house and just brings joy with him. You know why joy is so important? Again, listen carefully. Not happiness, joy. You may not have thought of it this way. Ready? Joy is a genuine move of God. When revival happens, what happens in the church? It gets full of joy. When God starts moving in the church, what happens? And people get full of joy. Amen? So I see it. Joy is not a mood. Shock. Look at my yelling. Joy, look at your spouse though. Ready? Look at somebody and say, joy is not a mood. I'm not a mood.
Joy is not new.
Amen. Joy is a move of God. Y'all say, move, God, move. Move, God, move.
Move, God, move.
Amen. So when heaven, when God's joy comes in the house, heaviness breaks. When God's joy comes in the house, faith rises and turnaround begins. So let's get us talk about a little bit of a challenge here. Look at that man. He's in all kinds of rogues. Look at him. He can't figure out where he's coming or going. Let me ask you a question. Is that some of y'all? Don't get embarrassed when he comes in the fork in the road and take you. That makes no sense. Challenge. Where is heaviness? Lies your turnaround. What you think? I'm going to give you a little help. Is it stress? Is it your schedules? Just think for a minute. Is it your struggles? Is it your situation? Today, God wants to break that heaviness off for every last one of us. Amen. Somebody say God wants to break it.
God wants.
God wants to break it. Come on, somebody say God wants to break it.
God wants to break it.
And let Him. Amen. So, in the middle of this challenge, but if you get a challenge, the next word from that challenge is going to be tears. Look at that man. Watch. What's he doing? He's sowing seeds of tears. Wow. That's a powerful talk. Amen. Look, Psalm 26, those that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Amen. Tears are not, the tears are the seeds, or your seeds of the turnaround. How many of you said lately, God, do you see my tears? Do you hear my cries? Do you know what I'm going through? Are you watching me? And God's saying, I'm watching you, and I'm taking every tear, and I'm putting it in that vial. And when it's time to pour it out, I will pour out that vial, and something special is going to take place. Look at somebody and tell somebody, your tears are never wasted.
Your tears are never wasted.
Amen. So here's what tears mean. All right, there's more tears. Amen. Sowing in tears. All right, what do tears mean? In the Old Testament, it means, watch this, I love it. Sowing. Wow. Sowing. Think it's kind of saying, your tears are sowing.
Tears are sowing.
It also means trusting. And it means believing. It's birthing a tremendous turnaround. You may have cried in prayer. You may have cried in worship. You may have cried in disappointment. You may have cried in faith. But I promise you, something special is going to happen because God's counted every tear. He's got you. Amen. So, the Hebrew word for joy. Ready? Here it is. The Hebrew word for joy means a triumphant shout. It means a victory cry. It means a turnaround praise. At Jericho, they marched around those walls for 7 days and not say a word. On the seventh day, they marched around seven times and they turned and they faced the wall and they shouted. This is the same word. Wow. If some of y'all today could just get in front of whatever it is that's driving you crazy, whatever it is that's driving you down, whatever it is that's stealing your joy, whatever it is that's taking you apart, and you look at it and shout with joy, I promise you something special is going to happen today. Let's try it. But put it in front of you. Close your eyes. Put it in front of you. Whatever it is, put it in front of you. And I want you to start thanking God. And I want you to shout. I mean, shout. Come on now. Let's go. Shout. God, you got this. God, we trust you. It's in your hands, God. We thank you for the turnaround. Glory. Glory. If you can't feel that, if that'll light your fire, you're loose with, come in. So now, two different worlds there. Choice is yours, amen. Declaration, God is turning. Watch this. If you're doing what I'm telling you right now, and I do believe with all my heart, this was a mandate and a promise from God. God is turning your tears into triumph, your pain into praise, and he's turning your worry into worship. This is the turnaround anointing. God, we thank you for the turnaround. Come on, give a hand clap. We thank you for the turnaround. Now, I'm almost reading close, almost. Amen. Joy is the power of the turnaround. Bible says in Nehemiah 8:10 that the joy of the Lord is your strength. Look. Think about this. Joy is not weak. Joy is warfare. And this is war. Amen? So joy. Joy, look at that. Shield. Joy is turnaround strength. Joy is, watch this, this is the words for it, and Nehemiah, joy knows your strength, is your fortress, it is your defense, it is your protection, it is your turn around. You just keep standing and keep trusting God, because the turnaround is coming today!
Yes.
Today! Today! But look, some of y'all don't need a new strategy. Some of y'all need to get your joy back.
Yeah.
Amen. And let God do it. Amen. So here we go. Here we go. Look at that soldier. Here's the challenge. Where do you need to fight for your turnaround? Your home, your mind, your worship, your expectations. Remember, your joy is a weapon that Satan can't stand. Let God use your joy. Amen? So now, everybody stand up. Get ready to do something very special. We're going to step into this turnaround anointing. Ready? I'm getting ready to call y'all up here. Here it goes. If you need joy, if you need hope, if you need strength, if you need restoration, come to this turnaround altar. All that we have come to this turnaround altar. Amen. Come to this turnaround altar. Come to the altar believing and expecting and watching what God's getting ready to do. Come to this turnaround altar. Watch so if you're quickly wants to turn around. Come on, buddy, we can have a turnaround. Be careful. Put the turnaround, not fall down. There you go. You cool? You cool? Yeah. All right, pin it up. That's right. Get back to mom again. All right, ready? Here it goes. Ready? I want y'all to say this with me. Look up at this, and I want you to repeat it. Ready? Deliver me. The Lord is restoring me. Say it.
The Lord is
restoring me. Ready? Another one. My dreams. My dreams. Oh, well, coming up here. That's not operator ear. Look, I'm pushing the fire. It is. My dreams are waking up. Say it. My dreams are waking up. My joy is returning. My tears are ceased. This is my turnaround season. This is my Psalm 126 season. God's got this. God's got this. Come on, y'all. Put your hands up and praise Him. God, we thank you. We thank you for the turnaround. We thank you for the turnaround. We thank you for the turnaround. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, for turnaround. We thank you, God, for what you're doing, Lord. We thank you, God, for turnaround. We thank you, God, that you got us, Lord. We thank you, God, for turnaround. We thank you, God, for turnaround. We thank you, God, for doing what you do best. Thank you, God. Go ahead and worship Him. And thank Him for turnaround. Thank Him for turnaround. Thank Him for turnaround. Thank Him for turnaround. Thank you for turnaround anointing. God's doing something. God's doing something. God's doing something. God's doing something. Trust Him right now for the turnaround anointing. Thank you, God. Glory to the Lamb of God. Go ahead. Go ahead. God's got us. God's got us. God's got us. Don't let the devil, don't let the devil tell you he can steal your joy. He cannot. It's a weapon that he's afraid of. Let God fill you with joy. Joy not speak small and fall on glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Look, so there you go, buddy. All right. God's got this. God's got this. Isn't that good?
Oh, no.
Somebody say, I sent that turn around, God. Say,
hey, sent
that turn around, God. Now watch if you're ready. You what, ready? And say, do it, God. Do it. Do it. Do it. We accept and do it, God, in the name of Jesus. Now we're going to say the Lord's Prayer. And after we say the Lord's Prayer, I'm gonna ask Doug to dismiss us in prayer. Ready? Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread,
and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive our debtors.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Amen.
Father God, we thank you for what you are doing in our midst. We thank you for calling us back to your purpose.
Yes, sir.
For giving us your joy.
Yes.
It is our strength. Father, help us to trust in you. For in your trust, our faith increases. By our faith in you, we are healed. By your stripes, we are healed. Thank you. Father, I thank you for having your hand upon us. Hallelujah!
Yes. All right! Hallelujah!
All right.
All right.
Hallelujah!
Glory!
Glory!
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Glory. Oh, thank you. Love you, Lord.
Yeah.
Thank you. Help us to go forth in your name. Let us ask others what they think of you. Father, you ask your disciples, who do you think I am?
Yeah.
Lord, help us to ask the nations who they think you are. If they do not know, let us tell them.
Amen.
Let us give us the name and share your good news.
Yes. Yes.
Glory!
Hallelujah!
Glory!
Amen. Yeah.